And it's time for, I've decided on the prepositional use, and I don't think the is a preposition, but instead of the best 5 minutes of your day, this is the best 5 minutes of the day. We're just laying it out there, the best 5 minutes of the day, a couple of buddies in the Lord on the radio together. Dr. Jason Kanz, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
You know, and I don't know, you are Dr. Jason Kanz. It's not like every time, you're not one of those like, I'm doctor. So, you know, and I kind of even like your Twitter handle is like Doc Cans, which sounds like a more friendly way, you know?
Well, thank you very much. I think I've shared this with you before, but when I introduce myself to my patients, I usually will introduce myself as Jason. And sometimes it throws people off, and they'll say, are you the doctor? And have to then back up and say, yes, I am the doctor.
Yeah, right. So. Yeah, it's kind of like some pastors are big on, call me pastor, and others are just like, you know, downplay that completely. So different ends of the spectrum.
Or even reverent.
Right. So, I guess. Yeah. Hey, welcome back from Door County.
Thank you. It was a really good trip. We were there from Monday until yesterday. And Heather and Tessa and Ian and I went and kind of bummed around Door County for a while, hit a number of fun places, did some art, went to a bookstore. Actually, a couple of bookstores.
That doesn't surprise me.
No, it doesn't at all.
It sounds like there's a particular bookstore in Door County you like.
Yeah, it's named William Caxton Limited. And apparently, William Caxton was, if you go back through the history, was actually the first person to use movable print. And so the person named it after William Caxton, but... In Ellison Bay, which is up near the northern end of Door County, it's an old used bookstore. It smells like a bookstore should smell. It's owned by a guy who's probably in his late 70s, I think 90,000 volumes or something along those lines. And just wonderful. He knows everything there is to know about books.
Well, really. When you say it smells like a bookstore, I think particularly mean it smells like a used bookstore should smell, right?
Correct. Yeah,
yeah, and there's a certain smell. There's a certain fragrance.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And my Ian particularly was just enamored with this gentleman. They talked about Door County folklore and how Colby Cheese got started and his time in France. And so it was just a really neat opportunity.
Yeah, that's cool. I think that, you know, we've had the book back in years past. People may remember the book peddler here in Eau Claire, and he had multiple locations at different times at Water Street and elsewhere in downtown. And then I remember years later seeing him, and he's like, online is where it's at. So no surprise there. A good tweet this morning from John Mark Reynolds. He says, be kind. Love that includes your enemies is even more. Start with being kind. I love that.
Yeah, and I think that's something you and I have, I think, tried to communicate back and forth is the importance of kindness.
Sure. So. And so it takes me, though, to when we think about being, I think the typical reaction is, oh, yeah, be kind to others, be kind to others, be kind to even those that you'd be that may be in that enemy or difference of opinion today. You know, but yet I'm thinking of the book Wholeheartedness from Chuck DeGroat, holding it in my hand. And what about being kind to yourself? In fact, we're going to follow ourselves up here with the Andrew Peterson song titled that, Be Kind to Yourself. But I'm in the early part of the book where he talks about the inner critic. And this is where the book really gets fascinating and potentially transformative, is this idea about the inner critic and dealing with our inner critic, right?
Yeah, I think that is exactly right. And that's partly why I came up with that phrase, love up, down, in, out. You know, there's I think most of us have this inner critic that kind of tells us that we're not good enough, that we don't measure up, that people don't like us as well as maybe we hope that they do, and we just beat ourselves up. And I think there's that inner critic who I think is the deceiver, just whispering and saying, you're not enough, God doesn't love you, you've messed up too much. And that's where that self-kindness, I think, really needs to happen.
And again, he, like so many, a fan of Brené Brown, and talks about her book, The Gifts of Imperfection. By the way, Hillary's just, you know, in the last couple months been introduced to Brené Brown, getting a couple of her books, watching the Netflix special, and so becoming a big fan. But this is the thing, you know, sometimes people, whether it's in you or others, you may think, oh, that perfectionist is just so proud or arrogant. And this is one of the wake-ups. I've got this underlined. He says, perfectionism isn't the goal of a proud, puffed-up soul, but of a deeply insecure one. And he says, perfectionism isn't a symptom of pride, but of shame and insecurity. That's some significant stuff right there.
Yeah, what's significant about that to you?
Because I think it's an aha. I mean, I think that sometimes, I think I'm a perfectionist about certain things, and in certain things I'm completely not, but I think that's an aha for those perfectionists you may struggle with. You go, oh, it's not, you might think, oh, they're just proud or they're, I think there is a sense for a lot of us to think, oh, they're proud or arrogant, and it's, no, underneath it, dig a little deeper, and there's insecurity and shame.
Absolutely.
And that gives me a greater compassion to them. And then to whatever degree that's true in me, those parts of me, because I'm a procrastinator, and they say a lot of that is about perfectionism. And so, and I think that's, we'll pick it up on Monday in terms of just this idea of how you, you know, a little bit more, we'll flesh it out a little bit more about the self-critic and how you deal with it. But you have the last word here today.
Yeah, I think the notion of self-critic is something good for all of us to explore. You know, in Matthew 12:31, it's love your neighbor as you love yourself. And I think we think a lot about loving neighbor, but we forget that that includes the love of self, the correct or right love of self as God's beloved child.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right. Well, it always leaves me longing for a little bit more, and I guess that's a good thing. So love you, man, and we'll see you soon, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Good guy, jasoncans.com. Check it out, jasoncans.com. Lessons in Loving Like Jesus. Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus, his latest book. And you got a devotional, the whole deal. So anyhow, check out that podcast, too. We put it on the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook page. Take some time this weekend. Give it a listen. Jason on the Andrea Joy Wenberg podcast, Voice of Influence. In the meantime, what's that? Here's the tweet again from John Mark Reynolds this morning. Take it with you all weekend long. Be kind. Love that includes your enemies is even more. Start with being kind.
Yesterday, we had a family fun day. Dean was off for the day, and so as soon as I was off the air, it was thippita, thippita, zoom, off we go. We headed north, friends, and our first stop was in Minong, because Jack Link's is in Minong, and the little grocery store there has like an outlet kind of area, so we had and buy some meat. We bought a lot of meat. We did not get the 10-pound bag of jerky, thankfully, because that was a bit much. But don't get me wrong. My husband was eyeing that up.
I would have as well. I love Jack Link's.
He's like, it's only $60 for 10 pounds of jerky.
I'm for
like,
10 pounds?
Yes!
That's an excellent deal.
It is. But I'm like, do you know how long it would take us to eat all that jerky?
The car ride back.
We ate so much jerky yesterday. It was so bad. So good. We headed to Amnicon Falls, hiked all over there. It was lovely. It was peaceful. Lots of people, but so, so wonderful. From there, headed into Duluth, Superior area, had lunch in Superior next to the, I don't know, there's some whaleback boat there we sat next to and had lunch in the park, and Becca fed seagulls. Enger Tower in Duluth, climbed up there, saw the sights and views, watched a ship leave the harbor going under the lift bridge. Then we tootled our way up north onto the North Shore and splashed in Lake Superior.
Nice. Oh. Was it chilly? As
it
Lake
was
Superior
wonderful.
Normally is?
You know what? It wasn't as cold as I have felt Lake Superior. It was just lovely.
I remember wake up calls as a kid where it's like, we could swim here. It's like, no. You gotta be made of pretty certain stuff to swim in Lake Superior.
No. It was such a lovely day trip. It was just wonderful.
I love what you said about it on Facebook. It was just the kind of day that my soul needed.
It really, really great. Was. I feel like so at peace today.
There's something about that lift bridge that just never gets old.
I know. It's amazing.
I love lift bridges.
Yeah. Something about the water. I'm a water person. Like, water just soothes and renews me. So I feel soothed and renewed today, friends.
I think everything you described sounded like it would be good for one's soul, no question.
Yes.
7:46, the Whip Wake Up Show, Caleb, Mark, and Hillary. It is that time of week where we want to bring you as a public service all the things that you might have missed from news, sports, politics, pop culture. In order to respect your time, we bring it to you in condensed form, and we call it headlines. Here we go.
Let's start with dogs. St. Bernards are known for helping to rescue distressed travelers in the mountains, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the tables were turned in England when an injured St. Bernard had to be carried down.
Ouch.
See, 2020 really is turned upside down.
It
yet
really
another
is.
Piece of evidence.
Yeah, the new proposed coronavirus relief package includes at least $7 billion for weapons programs. Because if hand sanitizer and masks won't make COVID go away, hey, try missiles.
Where's the red button? Mattel announced a new Barbie 2020 campaign team set on Tuesday. Features four dolls who each have roles within the campaign and election process. They can also be paired with fake news Barbie, who will be yelled at during press conferences.
Nice.
I love it. Fake news Barbie. Oh, that is good. I'm a broadcast journalism major. Hey, two NASA astronauts piloting a SpaceX craft returned to Earth on Sunday after 2 months in space parachuting into the Gulf of Mexico off the coast of Florida. So I'm guessing there was no option to stay up there until 2020 is over.
Like
I would have
been
wanted
preferred.
To take that option. Yeah. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is buying the bankrupt XFL.
That is cool.
Yeah. I don't think most people smelled that cooking.
Mm-mm.
No.
You own a football league.
That's pretty awesome. Of the 210 million adults in the U.S., more than 75 million are now classified as obese. Mm. Sad. Which probably explains why 22 babies have been named Grubhub this year.
Mm. My. A study finds that children as young as, get this now, 16 months old, that they understand joking around. But even then, they still refuse to sit through an Adam Sandler movie.
Just can't do it.
Hey, Joe Biden won't travel to Milwaukee to accept the Democratic nomination. It's the same night he's scheduled to yell at a neighbor kid to get off my lawn.
Don't want to overbook yourself, Joe. A deal on a stimulus package could be reached soon. Now, this one is smaller. Every American will receive a coupon for a free Junior Whopper.
Oh, nice.
That is a little smaller than the 1,200. And finally, the Hostess Twinkie turned 90 this year, which means the first year's batch will be hitting their expiration date any day now.
Mm.
Better use them up than hoard the new ones. Those are your headlines, friends, and now you're all caught up. 8:17 on the Whip Wake Up Show, 70 degrees, and we are here with Jeremiah's Bullfrog Fish Farm, Eat My Fish. We have Jordan and Jeremiah live with us in studio, along with wonderful children Malachi and Robin. Malachi's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Malachi. I was so excited that you got to come see us for your birthday.
So welcome, Jordan, Jeremiah. Great to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
So tell us about Jeremiah's Bullfrog Fish Farm. For those who are like, wait, that sounds really interesting, but what in the world is it?
Well, it's a lot of different things going on. You can come out. We're open for fishing from noon to 6 on Saturdays and Sundays. We have live music. You can come out. You can catch a fish. We'll clean it for you and cook it up as part of a meal or put it on ice for you to take home.
Okay, so here's my thing. I have to ask this for all of the girly girls out there, myself firmly included. I love to fish. I don't touch fish. Can I still come and have a good time?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
We can either come take the fish off for you,
yes!
or we already have fish already cut up and cleaned, and so we can make that a part of a meal, and you never even have to touch it until it gets in your mouth.
It's not just... Look. So two things that attracted me to this. For one thing, I'm cheap, so I don't have to buy a fishing license to go out to Jeremiah's Bullfrog Fish Farm, correct?
Yeah, you don't need a license. You don't need a trout stamp. You don't need a pole. You don't need to buy the worms or anything. We
you
provide everything for
up.
It. You just
also,
show up, and we take care of everything.
Hillary's not alone in not wanting to touch the fish.
Yes!
I love catching it. I love catching fish. And I've always worried about this as a dad because my dad would always take the fish off the hook for me. And so I was like, well, if I bring my kids... Do I have to take the fish off because I don't want to?
We can teach you how to do that, Caleb.
See, that's probably what I need to do is I just need to be educated about that. So,
oh, that's awesome.
Eatmyfish.com is your website. Let's talk about hours a little bit because, again, folks are looking for a place to go, an outdoor activity.
Yeah, our hours are Saturdays and Sundays, noon to 6. And we have the live music from 1:30 to 4:30.
Okay.
And...
No, it's Friday. Did you mention that you have hours on Friday evenings as well?
The first Friday of the month is our special Friday. And so we have hours from 5 to 10 p.m.
Okay.
Just kind of, we were thinking maybe a date night type thing.
Yeah.
But really it's turned into kind of a family evening.
Sure.
Out.
Sure.
You can fish. We've got a little bit louder music, possibly.
Okay.
Although not this week. This week we've got an open mic night, so that should be kind of fun to see who all comes out.
That
I can guarantee
fun.
That Dave, our farm manager, will be playing his harmonica.
Nice.
Love it.
And, yeah.
So fun. So that's the first Friday of the month, but otherwise any other weekend, you're open and running and
yes.
wanting to see adults and kids. And like you said, now not this summer because of COVID, but in the past you've even had nursing home groups come out. So if you like, how user friendly is it for someone with special needs, wheelchair, things like that? Can you help them through that process?
We allow them to basically drive up right to the pond, and then we get them out to a spot where they hopefully can catch some fish. And
wonderful.
And that's one of our favorite things, is we see people that catch their first fish as a small child, and I guess sad note, kind of sees people catch their last fish as a
right.
somebody in a nursing home.
Wonderful.
We're also open during the week for those that don't want to be, I mean, that want to really socially distance. We're open by appointment. And so just call the farm and we can arrange for you to come out fishing.
Great. And you have other products available in different markets, correct?
Yes.
Yep. What else do you have?
We have our famous smoked trout spread available.
I've had it. It's amazing.
Thank you. smoked trout fillets, fresh fish and frozen fish. Most of our products can be found at Just Local Food and Menominee Co-op. We're also in Festival Foods on Claremont and Mall Drive.
Okay.
And we are at the Farmers Markets in Eau Claire, Phoenix Park, and Menominee in Wilson Park on Saturdays.
Wow. Busy, busy, busy.
Yep.
We're talking with Jordan and Jeremiah from Jeremiah's Bullfrog Fish Farm, eatmyfish.com. Anything else really important that folks should know? Location doesn't take long to get out to you.
No, not really. About 40 minutes from Eau Claire. Just come straight out on County C and hit County Y and you'll find us.
Wonderful.
Google Maps is wonderful.
They
no longer tell you to get out and walk to your destination.
Oh,
we have that fixed.
That's perfect.
Fantastic. And I know before we bid you adieu today, Jordan Jeremiah, you actually brought something a couple things to give away, because we want to give somebody the opportunity to be able to have a gift certificate and some other goodies to go out and try Jeremiah's Bullfrog Fish Farm.
Yeah, we've got the wonderful Eat My Fish bumper stickers that you've probably seen out on the road. So we've got one of those for a lucky listener, and then also a $25 gift certificate and T-shirt to go along with it.
Nice. We are not eligible to win, sadly.
That's right. I'm still going to go out there. but how are we going to win these wonderful prizes?
All right. So hopefully you have this plugged into your cell already. 715-396-1670. That's our WIB listener line for text and voicemail. You need to leave a voicemail. 715-396-1670. It could be parents. You could make your kids do it. We want your best bullfrog impression. All right. If you want to just go ribbit, ribbit, that's fine. Do your best. Do your best bullfrog impression.
I feel very unprepared, but what's yours?
Wait, you're unprepared to ask me?
I'm unprepared to do it.
Oh, my man, I don't know. You know what? Here's the thing. I was actually gonna quote a commercial for an adult beverage, and that was the best bullfrog thing I could think of until that. I just was gonna skip that. I was gonna skip it. Hey, before we go, and again, 715-396-1670 for a chance to win that T-shirt, bumper sticker, and $25 gift certificate from Jeremiah's Bullfrog Fish Farm. How about we say happy birthday to this young man to my left?
1, 2, 3, 4!
Happy birthday to all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too. Happy birthday and all your dreams come true. We wish it was our birthday.
It's your birthday!
And Malachi is turning 7 today?
Yes.
That
awesome.
Is a great age. Happy birthday, Malachi. Hope you have a wonderful day. Jordan, Jeremiah, Malachi, and Robin, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
So appreciate you all. And one of our great new advertisers here at WWIB again, eatmyfish.com. Here's a song for the birthday boy to get him dancing around. It's called Zach Williams' Old Church Choir.
I love this time. This has become one of my favorite times of the week. And, you know, really, I mean, if we're honest, the end of the week, the last segment, had been kind of maybe lagging for us a bit on the WIB Wake Up Show. It's like,
maybe we were heading off a little
kind of tired and heading into the weekend. But now we take the best of, and we'll acknowledge, I think there's a sports talk show that's tried this, and like, we're bringing it to Christian radio. So here you go. The best of the week on the Wib Wake Up Show. Rob Larson and I, years ago, this is one of the grossest things I ever did in this job. We kissed a pig. The pig had been bathed the night before, and it still stunk to high heaven.
I kissed a stingray once. That was interesting. They're little slimy. I absolutely would kiss a pig.
Would.
I've kissed
And
worse.
Maybe that's something we need to work towards. We need to get Caleb and Hillary. What cause should we get behind that they would kiss a pig to help raise money for a charity?
I'll tell you, it wouldn't take much. I like pigs. They're cute.
I'm going to get my hair cut.
Oh.
I've never done that before.
Me understand now.
I know I once cut my finger. I know I once cut my knee. If cutting my hair's gonna hurt like that, the barber shop's no place for me.
Well, I did get my hair cut yesterday, and I can tell all you little friends and kiddos out there, it didn't hurt at all. I kissed a stingray once. That was interesting. They're little slimy.
Who is Joe Biden going to choose as his running mate?
He's so close he can smell it.
What's wrong with me? I feel terrible.
This to me says Bass will not be his choice. Here's the quote. I'm not a communist, says Karen Bass. I mean, you just don't. That's just not
that's
helpful. There's activity going on from the different candidates and their camps kind of slipping it out, rolling it out to the media. Like, you know, so-and-so said something positive about Scientology. So I thought, what if we were on the short list, not for Biden, but to be
a candidate?
Yeah, to a candidate. And we had to roll out some things about the other.
We're about to witness the fracturing of the Wib Wake Up Show. Whatever happened to Mark cutting your hair?
No, that's not going to happen.
That wasn't going to happen.
That would hurt. Him and me.
Mark drives too fast.
Yeah. Ah, nice!
Do I have a sign or something on me, my face, maybe in the back of my shirt that says, please send me as many Facebook videos as possible? Do I have anything? Is it written on my arm or something?
I must have that as well somewhere that I just don't realize. Gosh. I absolutely would kiss a pig. I kissed a stingray once. That was interesting. So I get my hair cut yesterday. And you know, ladies out there, you kind of expect your spouse to notice, right? Like, you know, I think it's just kind of that unsaid, like, honey, notice if I get my hair cut. Caleb's homeschooled.
I am. Proud of it.
How was your Monday?
I almost fell down a waterfall. But
nice.
Oh,
but
how
I
was
didn't.
That?
Yeah.
I didn't.
Willow
so,
River?
Yeah, it was wonderful.
I don't know, maybe for Caleb, I would say, like, nobody could be that clean. There's got to be something on him.
He's kind of goody-two-shoes-ish. Love you, man. Well, I'm there last night, and I hadn't said anything to him about it. But I was kind of waiting for the, hey, your hair looks nice. And we're chatting and stuff, and he mentioned something about shaving. And I'm like, what?
There was a five-year-old who wanted to climb up and had just would not be denied the opportunity to climb up. But then on the way back down,
that's
wasn't as confident going down. And it was really slippery. And Dad saw his life flash before his eyes once or twice. But we got down and
there
we're all right.
Go.
So
Hillary's high school nickname was Hodag.
That's right. I was a Hodag honey. He says, well, I shaved this morning because the kids told me I had to. I said, why would the kids tell you you had to shave? He looked at me and said, because I hadn't shaved in like 2 weeks. It's like, wait, really?
I saw somebody post on Facebook. They're like, yeah, kind of a waste of your time. I'm not taking the time to watch all
your
of these
18-minute video.
And they're usually kind of breathlessly sent, like, you've got to see this. This is the most cutting-edge political information that nobody's ever heard of, and it's going to change everything.
Hillary can't stay off coffee.
Oh, you're
She's back.
I absolutely would kiss a pig. He's like, yeah, and I trimmed it into like a goatee, and the kids didn't like the goatee, and it kind of looked like I was eating a dying muskrat, so I finally shaved this morning. You guys, I'm a terrible wife. I did not notice at all.
Wow.
I didn't notice at all. Never again will I put the expectation out there that my husband notices my haircut. I feel terrible. I truly didn't notice that the man hadn't shaved.
He had a full-on goatee.
Apparently! Someone should have taken a picture.
I was going to say, is there pictorial evidence?
Yes, I'm not looking at his face all that much. Like, what is wrong with me? COVID has happened
maybe to me. Has he been wearing a mask? Then maybe he's covered it up.
Well, yeah, that's what he said. I figured I'd try it, being I'm wearing a mask everywhere. I didn't think, you know, if it looked bad. I'm like, well, you weren't wearing a mask at home. What's wrong with it? I feel terrible. Never again will I have
well,
the double
kids
standard.
Noticed.
The kids totally noticed.
And
they're
objected.
Like, oh, Dad, you shaved. I'm like, where have I been? What have I been doing?
I like pigs. They're cute. They're little snoots and curly tails.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You keep telling yourself that, okay? Shoe on the other foot.
It's a strange world.
Yeah, it is.
The best of the week put together by Mark Halverson on the Wib Wake Up Show.
I still feel so bad that I didn't notice my husband's face for 2 weeks.
Honestly,
I'm
Mark,
so
you're
sorry,
like an artist
honey.
That just keeps coming out with albums that top the previous one.
No, it's so fun. It is. You're right. It's a labor of love. And I got to say, though, for the inside studio, because we featured a big thing was kissing a pig. And this is a potential fundraiser. And Caleb, boy, all the money that you help raise for, and we're going to try to raise some more money today here in the parking lot. But the reaction, Hillary said, we heard it multiple times, no problem, bring it on, yeah. Won't take much. Caleb shaking his head. He's not as interested.
Not really.
How about, can we kiss other things like alpacas or fuzzy
There's
things?
There's something about a pig. There's yeah. something about a pig.
They're bristly. They still have cute snoots.
They're stinky.
Well, there's that. They like Oreos.
Great. That's a random fact. Here's True Servant. Take us up to... Hey, this is Caleb from the Wib Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.